You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Oh, yeah, the reunion, ladies.
Do you think the ladies were happy to be reunited?
No, not really, if that's
well,
a reunion.
By couch, yes.
By couch, yes, exactly. I agree with that.
By couch.
They have them segregated.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Certainly, I was already jumping the gun there. Steven, are we still going to keep rolling with this beautiful music?
It was far more calm, this music, than the reunion, so.
Exactly, we just
so far what we've
calm
seen.
Us all before we let the real truth come out.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm your host tonight for Real Housewives of New York Reunion Part 1. And I'm joined by my lovely, gorgeous ladies.
Hello, Steph. I'm Lindsay Wagner.
And I am Courtney Henderson.
Now, guys, we tune in to find Andy sitting on the couch as we expected. And this time we're at the Manhattan Center in Midtown, New York for the reunion Part 1. Yes, there is 3 parts to this. So what we saw tonight is only, as we know, for the viewers, just a tip on the iceberg of what we're going to start. Ladies, let's start off with, I know trivial, but dresses, outfits, general introductions. What was our take?
I'm going to give best dress couch to Viva, Ramona, and Sonia. They, in my opinion, I think Sonia's dress, just there was something, you know, we get Sonia as, even Andy says, the commando and all that stuff and very sexy. And she was looking very classy and sophisticated and pretty. And she can always pull color off really, really well. So it was nice to see her in that pink. Ramona looks like she's lost weight. She looked beautiful. I thought she actually looked really, really, really pretty.
I thought that last week, actually, too, when we saw Watch What Happens Live, that dress, and she was, like, sitting up, like, perfectly straight because
she looked
great.
Thinner. Yeah.
You know what happens when people break up. Anyway, just...
I'm not hating on the other couch. Just, I definitely preferred the Ramona, Aviva, and Sonia side.
I would say best dressed Aviva. I love that. I love, like, neutral colors. So I love that gold. I think she looked great in it. Second, I would say Carol. I loved her dress. And we got a good look at hers when she stood up because of her tagline. So hers was my second. And then Kristen's was actually my third. I like Sonia's dress. It looked amazing on her. I would never. That's not a dress I would ever want to wear. If I saw it in a store, I would not look twice at it for whatever reason. But and I'd say with Ramona's. I mean, they looked great on them. But all three, Carol, Aviva, or Kristen's dresses, like, I would take those home, you know, in a heartbeat.
Definitely. But, girls, what did you think? They kind of jumped straight through it. New boobs.
I know. Kristen.
Yeah, for Kristen.
They didn't even.
Like, hold it. Totally. Come back. That's the new tagline.
Anniversary present. It was an anniversary present, you said.
Now, was that What's your take also that Josh has given it to her?
Do you think
she might have asked for it?
Yeah.
Or do you think that it was because maybe she heard flack this season about it that she felt self-conscious about it, so then got them fixed?
Maybe. I mean, I feel like if you've been a model, if you've lived as long as she has and you haven't done it yet, and you have had the money for it, it was probably just not a priority. And I don't know if getting older or trying to do something in their marriage, you know, if there's something now that, you know, it has become more of a priority or more important. And so it's that. Or, I mean, I know her kids are also young, and from my understanding, with nursing and some of those things, you have to wait to get a boob job if you want to be able to do some of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think she was nursing on the show, you know, but it's one of those where it's like maybe that was part of it too, why she had never done it prior to now. Mm-hmm. And it just was like waiting for the right, you know, excuse and yeah. the anniversary, you know, it's a present for both of them then.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about boobs, I'm just going to mention, I just don't, Aviva's are too big. I mean, they touched on it tonight saying that they could see the implants and the x-rays that she got. To me, I think they're too big on her. She's got a very, very petite frame.
Yeah.
She's tall, but she's got a petite frame. Mm. So to me, they make her look heavier than she is. She's in better shape than that. And I always notice that in every dress, I notice her boobs.
That's interesting because no one's ever really touched
that up.
And
yeah.
viewers, don't worry, we're not going to keep going on about it. But you're right. Actually, no one's ever...
It's just not, it? Like, implants. I don't think she needs them. She's so tall and, like, I mean...
I'm going to have to go back and look. I mean, I know what you're talking about tonight. Like, mm-hmm. I can be just because it's so fresh, but...
But think about
now,
her
in the asthma scene
when she's at the thing with, the little, like, kind of cute summery dress. They always look so big.
I've never noticed. Or, like I've never made a mental note, like, wow, her boobs are big. Probably because we live in Los Angeles and we see that all the time. So,
I'm for us, that's
desensitized to
yes.
big boobs.
Yes.
Now, big boobs.
They start off and they go through. They talk about the taglines, and then Andy throws out a few of all the random questions. In particular, that taglines, Turtle Time, Kirsten, again, we've already heard it before. Did you find anything else pretty out there, the way that they explain?
I just liked that Kristen and Heather were saying that their kids, you know, like, Turtle Time is, like, you know, what they call the show, basically.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what Kristen said, and then Heather said that her kids, Jax knows all of the taglines.
And Ramona...
None of them were, like, inappropriate, so
no.
I thought that was funny.
And yeah. Ramona clarified saying that it's about having fun. It's not really about drinking, it's about having fun. So whether or not it really is...
Yeah.
She can clear that up then and say that it's about having fun. And if the kids are saying that, then it's kind of cute.
Because yeah. if we take back, remember last season, it was the hot topic and has been building that Romana was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Remember she drinks, it's actually, no, you drink too much. This season, no, not the case. We forgot about that.
I don't think she overdrank this season.
Cool.
I think I would definitely maybe associate that with Sonia. This season?
Yes.
There were times when Ramona was saying things where I was like, this is out of character for her, and maybe it was because of drinking, or as we've discussed, you know, for these past 20-plus episodes, that it's also due to what's going on with her and Mario, even
yeah.
if she denies it. But that takes a toll on you and makes you do and say things that you may not necessarily say.
I would say that same thing kind of about Sonia, with everything she's going through. That might be why we've seen more of this party fun side of her, to the point where, you know, you're saying if anybody drank too much, I would probably question it being Sonia, kind of
mm-hmm.
a thing.
Yeah.
Because she's also, and even in the reunion, they touch on it. It's not something that she takes lightly, you know, her life, her businesses and those things, as scattered or delusional as, you know, their word choice, kind of makes it all seem like, she takes it seriously herself, whether she's in reality or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, then we open up to New Girl, and we all want to... They do the, which I must say, horrible, horrible clips. And I know that's part of it. They want to see Kristen in her worst, and so they picked all the clips throughout the entire season where she's fighting all the ladies, where she's, you know,
that's what they, that was the point of it, though, I thought yeah. they picked great clips because, I mean, they were just basically saying, like, look, how did she
handle the other ladies?
Yeah, yeah. basically, you know, and so
I mean, just in more point, imagine you sitting there and saying that.
All your worst moments.
Exactly.
I agree with what you're saying.
I didn't think that they were her worst moments. I think that there were other things they could have shown that would have been worse.
Definitely, and I think we're going to get to more of her and Josh later on in the reunion, and hopefully, like we said, we want to see
that. Because I didn't even touch on that.
No, we want to see the husbands come in and talk.
A happy clip of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, some of those moments with Josh may have been her worst moments, but I didn't think necessarily all of them were bad, but definitely there was a lot of negativity in there, and definitely when you're the woman seeing it, it is hard to see all of them. It's different when you're watching the episode, but when you see all of them packaged as one thing, you're like,
really? I disagree.
You liked it.
I did. Well, yeah. I thought it represented her well in the sense that it showed her, you know, listening to Ramona and talking about, you know, taking the apology and saying, I'm glad you're remorseful, because if you weren't, you'd be a monster, you know? And it's one of those where it's like, she was remorseful, so she was saying she's glad she's remorseful. Like, yeah. I just felt like it was her handling. I mean, the Montana thing with Heather was probably, to me, the worst, especially being a friend. They touched on that instantly about being in such a stressful situation, being the host, and you need to let off steam, and she's the safest blow because it's your closest friend there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the other clips. I mean, when Aviva was the one that said, shut the F up, that wasn't Chris. You know,
that,
to me,
that
was just
was
one
the
of those
one that they did bring back to, yes, and Andy wanted to talk about. Girls, how did you find her explanation, Aviva, of the reason why she said, drop the F bomb?
I just couldn't believe that she said, how did she word it? Something like, when we film children outings or whatever.
You remember she did call her now rookie.
Oh, yes.
As the rookie. I was like, oh.
She said, rookie, but you know, she said something about, you know, we don't do confrontations in children scenes or whatever. And yes. I was just like, oh, you play, like, but this is all scripted for you. You know what I mean? Like, it just made it seem less real to me.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where I'm thinking, I mean, not that we think that this is real, you know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of knows to a point it's scripted and they're all put in these circumstances that maybe they wouldn't otherwise be in their real lives because they're filming with people they wouldn't have known otherwise. But it just was one of those where I'm like, can she say that? Like, our producers, you know, like, sitting back there. And I also felt like Kristen, I felt like she handled it well. I mean, I didn't think, what can Aviva say? I mean, like Andy said, you just asked her to keep it PG and then you say the F word in front of the kids. And saying that moms around the country have sworn and said the F bomb in front of their kids makes it okay that you did it?
Yeah.
That might be true. Other moms may do that, but that's their own kids. You don't just go swearing in front of other people's kids in a public setting. In my opinion.
As Aviva said, she thought that the way Heather handled the situation with Kristen was very graceful. And they kind of all saw through this and said, you're saying that now because you're going to make fun of Carol later for, you know, not being able to do that.
Yeah.
In this situation with Kristen, all Aviva would need to do is go, you know what, I'm sorry for swearing in front of your child.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's what the women were waiting for her to say was just, I'm sorry for swearing in front of the kids. But instead she had all these excuses and that, oh, people around the world do this and da-da-da-da and it's okay and they've heard the F word before somewhere else. Just apologize.
Yeah.
Well, just apologize. Like Ramona did with the throwing the wine glass. Even though she was still having a hard time completely, you know, saying she was wrong.
She couldn't even say the word glass.
I loved it. They kept pushing her. It was a plastic wine what? A wine what? And so she had to finally say a plastic wine glass. And they're like, oh,
cup
exactly.
Thing. Cup. Plush. I just don't, I don't see Aviva. She's not the apologist. None of the ladies, most of them apologizing just doesn't come as their, you know, their first response. I just don't see her apologizing at all throughout the reunion for any of it.
Aviva?
Yeah.
No.
I just don't see her doing it from it. So, no, I mean, look, I completely agree. She said, it was me that picked up. It was that tension between Kristen and her about just that first blow, rookie. She's just like, I'm the real housewife. You know, you listen to me. It's like, girl, how many seasons have you already done? Like, you're not, yeah, you haven't been here for six, seven.
Yeah, you're not Ramona.
And stuff. Yeah. Exactly.
You weren't here from the beginning.
Take a seat.
And you were in three or four episodes this season. Not
Wayne
three or
was
four,
in more.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, Aviva literally.
You haven't met your parents.
Aviva literally was out of what, seven, eight episodes? We didn't see her at all?
Yeah. So, Luann was consistently.
Yep. Yeah,
in every single
And Luann
episode.
Was clearly on the couch as a housewife. So, as a cast member.
Again, it could have been just media hype from it all. TMI moments. The blowjobs, I mean, I know that was a common blowies. Theme.
I do like blowies. That's a cuter word to say for it, certainly.
I love Carol.
I do too.
I don't know what it is. I just, that finale. I mean, I already loved her, but I just have, like, the biggest woman crush on her now.
I think we all do, don't
even,
we?
I mean, even meeting her, I'm just, oh, I'm, like, so jealous of Eric. Getting to, like, work with her.
I think the thing that popped up that I was like, why would you say that again? Against Carol, when they talked about, Aviva throws out there, oh, but you and Russ have an open relationship.
Yeah.
She's like, no.
No, we didn't.
Is that a complete open? That's a complete lie, is it not?
She was trying to get once
it has
again.
To be,
she
right?
was trying to tell people, don't interrupt, don't talk when someone else is talking. This is what we do on the regular show, yeah. on the reunion show. And Kristen's like, okay, whatever. And then she's jumping in with these accusations about stuff that she's not yeah. in the situation. So you know, I get talking about her and Kristen swearing. Mm. She was not involved with the facialist. At all. Had nothing to do with it. Wasn't even brought up. So to say that Russ and Carol had an open relationship was such a blatant lie. Mm. Try and just pick more against Carol. The thing is, once again, Carol sees right through it. Doesn't even jump yeah. into it. She goes, I was never worried about it.
Yeah.
Sonia, what about Sonia's explanation or her response to all of the ladies? I'm also on the left side, of course. Clearly, you know, they've aligned them on the couches, so there's going to be bickering across. When they're saying, why didn't you say, as Heather was saying, as a good girlfriend, you would profusely refute that and say, no, that's not true.
Luann, please don't, you know, pass it along, yeah.
She just sat there. What did you take that as?
I still don't think she thinks she did anything wrong.
No.
Okay. I think in this case, she's oblivious to the fact that it was hurtful. And maybe if she was in the same situation and one of the other girls' facialists was talking about her, she wouldn't care. Maybe she's the type of person that wouldn't care about that. So then she's like, well, I can't see why anyone else would be upset. Right. Yeah. But the problem is you do still need to put yourself in the other women's shoes and look that it was detrimental to them. So you have to kind of just understand and stop it, nip it in the bud right away. I don't think she realized she did anything wrong.
I agree. I think I want to say Heather's was right on with what she was
Heather
saying.
Heather and Luann were right on.
Yeah, and Luann, thank you. I'm like, who was the other? Mm. We're right on as far as what, like, they're like, this is all we wanted. Like, this is all we, you know, if it had been us, this is how we would have handled it. And that's why we're upset.
And it was really nice. They weren't attacking her or anything like that. And they were just saying that.
Yeah.
Now, George, bring it back to Aviva. Are we talking about, now, ladies, please clarify, what was the specific, was it that lick comment?
I'm assuming.
It was that, but then.
That whole conversation.
He was also saying he wanted her dead and stuff. I can't really remember the exact words he was saying during that episode. But he was saying that there was more than just that. There were really some derogatory comments.
He was trying to sleep with her or something, and then she was kind of like, not even if I'm dead.
Yeah.
And then about what I'm going to do to you at your funeral, you can imagine what George would say.
I mean.
Or did say. We saw it, but.
Yeah.
And I think Ramona was right, you know, with all that she can put people through and all that she can say and do, that for her to be appalled and shocked to the point of saying, I can no longer be around this person ever again in my life, it had to be really bad. And it was that bad. I mean, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I would have walked out to him talking to me and saying those things. Mm. And I would just like her, I would not want it repeated. I would not want... No. to be around him ever again.
Well, we got a lot of responses on YouTube from the fans and stuff saying, why are you guys talking so much about George? Yeah. And we have to talk about him because he's such a controversial part of the Real Housewives of New York City cast, even because he does keep showing up in episodes. Mm. And I was really happy to see Andy say, the viewers really dislike George. Yep. They have a lot of negativity towards him.
Yeah.
So I hope that the producers, even though they want drama, can go, this is really a negative thing that makes the women uncomfortable and puts them all in a bad light. I mean, we're not watching Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
We're a little bit more classy than that here at Bravo. So they really need to, I think, up their game and go, we don't need this kind of derogatory harassment towards women. It's just bad and ugly.
They don't need harassment. They don't need those sexual harassment on the show of these women.
And I get Aviva saying, it's not me doing it. It's my dad doing it. I'm sorry. I still have a little bit of control. I know if my dad were doing something or meeting somebody, I'd be like, Dad, tone down the fact that you're from Wisconsin
and like
you drive
a
race car.
Respectable, reasonable human
being. Well, yes,
being.
He is. So. Yes.
Do they not care about their family name?
That's what shocks me about Aviva. She seems so put together and so about that, about the society and kind of playing by the rules of society. It shocks me that her dad is like that. It shocks me that she would, knowing he's like that, welcome him to be on TV. And maybe she doesn't, because at the same point, I mean, this is her dad. This is a man who's, you know, of age, obviously, and can make his own decisions. And she can say, no, I don't want him to be on the show. And if the producers go and make him an offer and sign a contract, she really has no say unless in her contract it says, you know, I'm not doing it unless he does it.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if he does it. So I did kind of feel for her when she's like, look, guys, you know, he's his own person. I can't control him because not everybody can control another. Like, you can't control somebody else's actions. On the same token, I don't remember who said it, but somebody was like, yes, you may not be able to control him, but you don't have to enable or encourage. And that's exactly what you did when you hosted his engagement party at the Museum of Sex.
Completely agree.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so it's kind of like that double-edged sword. Is he inappropriate and you don't support it? Or is he inappropriate and you don't mind it?
With some of her acting antics.
Yeah.
I would actually agree that she'd be the bit of a pusher in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, drama queen,
rolling.
Golden Globe.
Yeah.
You would love that.
She keeps the ball rolling.
I mean, she's just unique in that sense. I mean, to have a dad that's kind of that out there, and I guess she's saying he wasn't like that when he was married.
Until
the
mom
died, you know, what,
8 years
ago. So, you know, this is something new that she's been dealing with, perhaps, for the last 8 years. I don't know what I would do if I was in my 60s, 70s, 80s, and single for the first time again, and still had apparently a high sex drive. You know what I mean? I would hope that I would not act like that, but
Viagra can do weird things. But that, I mean, look, that takes us back on when they did, then they went on and they did Aviva's whole section, just like Kristen, covering some of her finest lawyer style moments. You know, what was the great word on the street?
My gosh.
That's like a bad cop. Oh, that's Carol's. I loved her response. It's true.
This is why I love Carol. I tweeted her. I live tweeted her because I was just like, there is no word. There is no street. Like, who talks like this? And I agree. And she's like, what street? What, like, who are they? The alleged they?
What are you talking about, gangster? Like,
yeah, like, Aviva, what street are you on? Like, I just, get it.
The main thing was asthma. I mean, that was the issue that we came back and discussed. How did you ladies find the other ladies responded and discussed with her about the whole asthma?
I was surprised the entire time kind of how direct, and I'll say cold, for lack of a better word, Luann kind of was. I mean, she was out there making comments, you know, and just kind of telling it how it is and just kind of speaking her mind openly, kind of regardless of consequence. And that surprised me, just knowing how put together, you know, and with all of her etiquette stuff, that she was just kind of like letting it all out. I loved Heather, you know, when she was just like, sure, I'll believe she has asthma, you know, why not? That still doesn't change any of the issues or the fact that you didn't come, you know, and it's just kind of like, it's either here nor there. I think Kristen, like we've kind of talked about, can get a little aggressive in trying to make a point. And I think sometimes she's so concerned with who's right, not necessarily what's right. And I think that's where her and Heather balance each other, because Heather can sometimes kind of say, okay, I don't have to be the one that's right.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's just better to, like, let them have it and just let it disappear.
With some of those, what we've seen this season, Kristen's like childlike antics.
Yeah,
her
she
little,
won't back
she does
down.
Go
she
very
just won't let it go.
Teenage girly,
aggressive about it.
Doesn't like when doesn't go her way, sort of thing.
But at the same time, like, that can be a very respectable quality, because when you really believe in something and you're passionate and, you know, you feel a certain way, you know, you don't want to be the person that's able to be kind of swayed by peer pressure. And, you know, I don't see Kristen being that person. If she believes in something and kind of knows what she knows, she's going to stand behind it. And, you know, there's going to be times where you really need and want that person on your side.
Oh, definitely. She goes against, as she said, she's not just a pretty face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, what do you take?
I definitely think that Viva probably does have asthma. We don't know to what degree she has. Mm. I think the problem that the women had with her not going on this trip is that there's always an excuse for something, whatever it is. And this isn't the first time this has happened, that she's missed a trip or not wanted to go on a trip or been unavailable for a trip. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just one of those things that just kind of builds up and eventually kind of blows over and is a mountain out of a molehill that's really not a big deal. You have asthma, you didn't want to go, whatever it is, okay. But it gets blown into something much bigger, out of proportion, just because it's happened for so much.
Yeah.
And so often that most of them have seen it, and this is Kristen's first time in dealing with it. And in planning a trip, I understand her putting in an effort to really make this trip special for all of them. And then to not have one of the women there, I can understand her disappointment in it. Maybe a little bit too much attacking on her part, but...
The other thing, I was surprised at how much backlash there was, just for the pure fact that, I mean, why did they want her there so badly?
We said that last week. Yeah, what was the difference? Did it really...
None of them. I mean, there was several parties she wasn't actually even invited.
What's what I mean?
Too. So she clearly wasn't.
I mean, her and Kristen had beef this season. You know, like, at the beginning of the season, we're all like, does she have any friends left on the cast?
Yeah, if she's arguing with everyone, then why would you want her there? Unless you want the drama there.
That's one of those things to me, too, where I'm just like, I don't understand
why they want a reason to hate her.
So maybe. But then it's just kind of like.
Find her delusional.
But then that just kind of goes back to the whole, you know, with, like, the whole Bookgate thing. Yeah. It's, you know, it's like you got to let it go. And so it's like, if you're going to give her a hard time for, like, not letting it go, you can't hold on to it, you know, and just kind of, like, find reasons to hate her for no reason.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
They're playing tit for tat. Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's, there. You can't have that double standard. It's one way or the other all the time.
I think
at least I think so. Clearly, they do it differently in New York.
Courtney, these are housewives. These ladies don't. I mean, then Sonia. Oh, I mean, although I will admit, the clip that we see in between, you know, the short take where we get to see the ladies when the cameras aren't
before they go on air.
Aren't they always cute?
I love that.
You sort of see. I think some of their real. Maybe a glimpse into the real personality.
A little bit
Where's
of
our water?
Diva,
Where's our water?
Diva moments. You know, that's what I consider.
But were you surprised by any of them and what they were doing?
No.
Like, Ramon asks for water, Kristen picks hers up. It shows, you know, Heather and Carol, like, sipping from a bottle, you know, drinking a wine. And, you know, so it's just one of those where I feel like none of it was shocking because, for the most part, that's how we picture them being.
Yeah.
Anyways, and you know, captivate that.
We have to remember, too, that they're there for 12 hours, so we don't know where that little those snippets came from. That could have been at, you know, hour 10. By that time, you are sick of sitting there on Mi's couch with these women that y'all probably hate.
Yeah,
you know,
at that point.
And it is. And with HD cameras, you have to look your best. So powder my nose or whatever it is, I understand them just wanting to look their best. They're frustrated. You know, like, it's a long day for them. So you have to give them a little bit of leeway and understanding in the fact
Do you think Andy's devised these reunions like this massive filming to really test humans' endurance? You know you're going to get crankier, moodier. Things are going to come out when you have to do really those massive long filming. Do you think they've designed it like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And absolutely. It gives them, I mean, this way they can drag it out to 3 episodes. If they film for 6 hours, they may only have an hour of good footage that they really want to use because they are piecing it together.
Yeah.
I mean, and how could you only have one hour of reunion?
What would we do?
If you can have 4 freaking episodes in, you know,
Montana.
Well, you can have 3 reunion.
They could have made this season 12 episodes with the reunion shows, and I'm like, awesome. Because
you could have left us wanting more for next season. And I right now, you know, thinking 2 more weeks of this, it's just, I'm going to be ready for the break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, the best shows keep you wanting more.
We'll talk about the tie-in, though. They did hold on to the viewers, and we can all see why at the end of it. But, Sonia, now, Courtney, you mentioned a couple of things about, I mean, straight away, they all started talking, well, she started to defend about her businesses, wanted to discuss about her, I guess from an early age, how she was a model, how she saved, and how she worked her way to a $10 million house, just in case she didn't get it. $10 million, as Andy said, we've got it. We've got the price tag. It's okay.
But that wasn't... What was that her hostess? That said that?
I don't... Yeah, I don't remember if Sonia said that. Did she... Was
somebody's... Aviva said it,
but then Sonia also made another note later on about her price tag of
so
the house.
So the $10 million house is Sonia's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I took it like Aviva was trying to say, like there's one of us here that actually has that, not meaning Sonia.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like, stop talking about this because... Someone actually does have, you know, more bigger. Mm-hmm. But from seeing all of their places and knowing the little bit that I do about New York real estate, having real estate there in my family, I would say Sonia's is probably the one, you know.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought that was the thing on it. But it
was unclear.
Well, I mean, that's not the main point. I think the main point that they were trying to get into was the fact that Sonia said from the beginning that she was very shy and she actually initially didn't want to be on the show. And then they approached her again about it and she just didn't want to be that open about it. And then we see her very, very liberal, so open about her life. And when she's called in and talked to us, been very, very open with us, which we obviously all appreciate. We want to know that. And we love that side of Sonia. But then you kind of have to wonder, okay, are you really shy or are you really like that rambunctious, outgoing woman? And, and as Luann has said, she's changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like majorly.
I mean, do you think it's gone to her heads?
I personally think, how could it not? And not just for Sonia.
Mm.
I mean, Kristen's on a billboard. She was so excited. You know, that has to go to her head a little bit. She got a boob job after season one of Housewives, you know? So, again,
and
it's an anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, it's an anniversary present, but why this anniversary? Because you're doing another season, you know? So, I mean, they're all going to change. I mean, and hopefully, I would hope that every single person, whether they're on a show or not, in a year's time, would change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be sedentary in your existence.
No, I think that the points that they're making is that she's changed for the worse, that she was much more a friendlier person, a more available person, a better friend. And now Luann is saying, you basically didn't talk to me until I signed on for the show, and then all of a sudden I heard from you. Now, obviously, Ramona's saying something different. But I do agree. Any sort of fame is going to change somebody, and you hope that everybody kind of still stays down to earth and humble. And, you know, when we hear in Los Angeles, because all of us hear these stories about certain actors or actresses, sometimes it's great to hear that somebody's really, really awesome that you maybe expect isn't. Or you meet somebody and you're like, wow, they're totally what I expected and they're amazing. And then you hear a horror story about somebody and you're like, darn it, I met this person and it was horrible. You know, so these women all have this level of fame and status, and especially in New York City, and are getting approached. Like we said, Avery's getting approached, you know, so they have to.
He's in 10 minutes of the show.
And
people are looking up tweets from 4 years ago and bringing those up. Whoa.
They open their life up and. Yeah. And it's got to be difficult and hard to handle.
And I do think she's changed. I will say, from watching this season in particular, I can see what Luann and, you know, what they're saying. And I do think that, because when Heather and Carol were both in studio with us, they kind of brought up that they think that they kind of like put it on a little bit extra. Her and Ramona kind of put it on a little bit extra for the cameras, and they're doing all the same things they would normally do, but it's with like just this little extra
amping it up a little bit.
Thank you. They're amping it up a little bit for camera and kind of putting on a little bit better of a show than just a normal everyday, you know, non-filming day would have been. You know, but at the same time, Sonia really is at a point, from what I know from looking, where this may be the way for her to brand herself in a way that gives her financial security that the other women don't need from the show.
No, I take that. But I'd have to say, I just didn't understand her demeanor, her, the way she came across in this reunion in particular when she was throwing these questions. As she said, straight away she contradicts the point. She's like, no, I'm actually a really sort of quiet person. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then secondly is the fact that, I mean, all the women were saying, which is horrible, you should never call anybody a clinical illness if it's not true. Like, you're bipolar. Mm-hmm. You're delusional, because she's sitting there talking about all of her businesses, that she's a lifestyle expert, that, this is, she's got all these 40 employees. What's that, girls?
They're interns.
Yeah.
Well, and that's
when she was bringing up the lawyers and all of that.
And when
those aren't employees.
Mm-hmm. When Kristen.
You're a client of theirs.
When she got upset because Kristen called her delusional. But we're seeing it right here. We're seeing that little bit, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
So I was really disappointed to see her say, I don't need Josh's help. Like, he's, and then Ramona kind of chiming in, and they're like, Josh is a branding expert. Like, he doesn't just do e-boost. That was his career path. And yeah. Now he's doing this. So clearly he does know what he's talking about. Maybe yeah. It doesn't work. You know, certain people don't work together. They can't do business together.
She didn't work with Heather. That toaster.
Which, you know, so it's like, okay, to her credit, we'll give her that. Maybe her style isn't Josh's. Because we all know Kristen gets frustrated with his style sometimes too. You know, he's not always going to be the easiest person to work with if that's, your personalities don't click. But to say something about, you know, P. Diddy being a guest on your yacht and you don't have a yacht and you haven't, you know, like, your husband used to work for P. Diddy, but he's my guest.
Why would she say I have a yacht when you don't have a yacht?
Exaggerating all this stuff.
You know what I mean?
When she's going to be called out.
That's where it's, I don't get, you know, that's where to me it's like, okay, what's really going on? Because who does that? I mean, did she used to have a yacht that he was a guest on once? Is she referring? Because she didn't say it like it was a past tense thing. You know what I mean? Like, this was years ago when I was married, or, you know, whatever. It sounds like since they finished filming and before the reunion, you know, like, yeah, P. Diddy comes on my yacht as my guest.
It's exactly that. Sonia's been doing these. It sounds, she's not finishing them. Just like with the facialist. She won't refute it. She'll just stand back then. And it was like in this reunion, she just sat back. It's like
she let Ramona or Aviva speak for her.
Mm.
Yeah, she did.
Because Aviva kept sticking up for Sonia.
Yep.
And Ramona, you know, we saw the little clip where it's like, just don't answer. Mm-hmm. You know, Ramona, like, they're sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Well, you know, Luann and Sonia, it's going to be built for the next 2 weeks.
Because they have been friends for a long time. But I can't really say that Luann has changed. I think Luann is still very, very much similar to
mellowed.
What she was in the beginning. Yeah,
really?
She's much more mellow.
What you were saying, Courtney, you think that over this, she's not as... off her etiquette horse.
Mm-hmm. She's much more mellow.
She sounds more real.
If she's not the one who's changed and Sonia's being a little bit more, as Luann said, sucked in by the show, I can understand her feelings of that friendship being shaky.
Yeah.
But at the same point, you know, going from, because I don't look at Luann anymore and think countess. Mm-hmm. Luann, you know what I mean? Girlfriend kind of a thing. Yep. And that could also be being sucked into the show. Mm-hmm. It's just in a different way that maybe people don't take negatively. You know what I mean? But if who knows if it's from the show or not? Maybe that's something that happened from her year not being on the show, or since her and Jacques are not together, and she's had to reassess, you know, what she actually wants out of life and the direction she's going to go, because it's clearly not going away that she was working towards and thought was, you know, the way that it would be forever. But I mean, I'm liking seeing her kind of mellow out and be a little bit more one of the girls of a thing. So.
Well, she also acted as part mediator. It wasn't just Carol, who was her favorite, but she did. She was part mediator throughout it, some of the episodes and stuff, and I think did a really great job.
I agree, because she wasn't wishy-washy. Like, Sonia would kind of try to play both sides. And Luann, you know, would talk to both sides, but it wasn't.
She had decided. She'd made a choice. She'd made a decision. Yeah. Okay, I'm either on Kristen's side, or I'm on Heather's side, or I'm on Ramona's side for this, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever
she made a decision. She wasn't, you know, she's going to listen to all parties.
But could still hear all sides and be truthful but tactful or graceful in mediating the circumstance and kind of saying, yeah, well, you know, you did blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you probably should apologize. Or, you know, you need to apologize if we're all ever going to push past this kind of a thing.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, I mean, that took us pretty much to the end of it. And then, of course, it was that great teaser to keep all the viewers, as you said, because everyone's probably like, all right, I've tuned enough. We've seen the reunion. We said, no, how are we going to keep them going? And yeah. It has to be, A, including the husbands, talking about Mario. Ladies, I want to know your predictions.
Our predictions. Well, I look forward to seeing what's going to happen between Carol and Aviva. We know Book 8's going to get brought up again. Now this is way after the season's been done, so it shouldn't be that big of an issue. We know Carol's been deflecting and not making a big deal about it. But we know this is Aviva's shining moment. So she's going to take, well, that and the leg incident. So she's going to bookend her craziness. I loved Andy's comment about when I'm on a reality show, then you can know about my sex life and who I'm sleeping with. I expect him to find out what's going on. I want to know.
I don't think he will find out.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will. I mean, he's trying to do his job, and I actually, I'll be curious to see what drama kind of stems between the two of them, because when he said that, when he made the comment, you know, she's like, well, who are you sleeping with? What, you know, who are you going home with tonight? And he's like, you know what? When I'm on a reality show and my lover is on it with me, then guess what? You'll know. Kind of saying, you literally signed up for this and knowingly came back for, you know, several seasons.
You're thirsty for more.
Right?
So we're up to season six. I mean.
So I don't think he gets it out. Just seeing, I mean, she is locked up on that.
Shut it down. Go to the next package.
Yeah, I mean, just that kind of talk, I don't think they get anywhere with it. My prediction is the only way we'll get any information about that is if any of the other housewives know and they say it.
Like Luann, like they're teasing that Luann's going to push for it.
But I don't think she knows what happened between Mario and Ramona, per se. I think she just knows that she was cheated on, which we all know, and she's just kind of saying, well, you know.
This is karma.
This is what you get, yeah.
What do you think, Steph?
I would like to see, it's that touchy subject, exactly. She's signed on, you know, there's contracts and things like that. You have to open reveal. But then again, as I've said in the past, sometimes it's just too much information. But I agree with Luann. You've had a dig at these ladies about their relationships the entire season when there's cheating stuff. Now it's you, it's a completely different story. And it happens for each one of those ladies. They're more than happy to throw the swords at all of the other girls when it's not about them and it's an issue. But if it's that issue comes onto them, mm-mm. We can't go there. Don't you dare go there. It's like...
Yeah.
All those ladies are all for their own. I want to know, hopefully, I'd love to see the husbands on.
I agree.
Yeah, we haven't seen any clips with them, so I'm not sure.
I hope that they make an appearance.
I mean, Atlanta, Jersey, they all love bringing the husbands on because it really ruffles. Mm-hmm. I mean, Atlanta's fantastic because they're all ex-cons. Oh, not all, but... Anyway, so that's what we can look forward to. Now, ladies, where can we find you?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Tweet us your questions for next week's reunion and let us know what you want us to discuss or talk about.
And guys, you can find me on Twitter at Host McGrath and also on YouTube at Host Stephanie McGrath. Now, this is possibly my last ever Real Housewives. I'm heading back down under. So definitely continue to follow me and hopefully we'll be able to do some After Buzz TV down in Australia. But definitely we'll be back next Tuesday for Reunion Part 2. And I know it's going to be even bigger than what this one is. Keep up the comments, keep up the downloads. We really appreciate all the viewers and we do this for you guys. Night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.